Welcome back to the I Almost Died podcast. Mamas,
hello.
I'm very glad that there's an audio version of this podcast where y'all don't have to see what I look like. Because right now, I look like I could just walk on the set of The Walking Dead or any zombie movie, and I wouldn't even have to go to the makeup trailer or the hair trailer. I could just waltz in, and I could just fit the role, you know? I have slept a total of maybe 6 hours in the past 72 hours. How did that happen? We'll talk about that and other sleep-related things, because today I just want to talk all about sleep, which is what I will be doing after I finish filming this episode. Also, sorry that this is up a little bit late. We'll get into why. But anyways, also, look, y'all recognize this? The green background, the infamous green screen, which was put together using 8 pieces of green paper from the dollar store. I did that. Marvel doesn't even have these high-tech studios. Only I have access to this. Let me run down the past 72 hours for you. Okay, so, Friday night, after a week of not leaving my house, or having basically any social contact, I thought, maybe I'll get out of my little bubble. Maybe I'll go and experience stuff. So, oh my God, you guys, I went to a club. I know what you're all thinking, especially the people who have seen the episode where I talked about how much I hate clubs for literally 40 minutes straight. But guess what? Here's the more shocking part. I had fun. Yup. And there it is, folks. Okay, so they were doing like 2000s night. Which, by the way, like I don't really like 2000s music, but I had fun. I went there with a couple friends, and it was just a fun environment, and everyone was chill and cool. And it made me realize, oh my gosh, wait, it is possible to have a good time at a club. It is possible, and it blew my mind. So first of all, for 2009, I put on such a fun Y2K outfit. I looked straight off of Depop. Like, if you, I look like they could slap me on the cover of Depop homepage. And, like, that's, I got compliments on my outfit. I never get that. I was like, damn, I did it. But everyone was, like, relatively close to my age. There was no, like, not to be ageist or anything, but there was no random 50-year-olds there. That's literally ageist. Sorry. But, like, why would they want to be at a 2000s nightclub? Like, y'all got 70s night or 80s night, I'm sure. But that's probably at the seniors' home for, like, bingo. And they just play 70s music. Anyways, yeah, I had fun, and it blew my mind. But afterwards, I went to Denny's, got a Beyond Burger that I could feel it pulverizing my insides. And wasn't the best food decision at 2 a.m. And I felt that the next morning when I went to the bathroom. So why did y'all need to know that? You didn't. Anyways, I got home and like went to bed at like 4 a.m. Now, I've been on such a schedule, such a regiment, okay? I go to bed at 9:30 p.m., and like wake up at 6 when the sun rises, and that's just how my life has been, and I've been loving it. I've been enjoying it. I feel very much more productive when I start the day early and end it early, and I just like it overall. But it was a real shock to the system, let me tell you, to go to bed at 4 a.m. literally 6.5 hours later than usual. But usually, like, listen, you could always stay up one random night and then you just sleep the next day and your body resets and everything's good. Oh, but is that what I did? No. So it's now Saturday. And I woke up at 6 a.m. to the light in my room because I don't have blinds because I feel like they are blocking me from the God-given sun. But anyways, I wake up at 6 a.m. I slept 2 hours. Really good. Really good. How I did that. Anyways, the whole next day, or Saturday, it is now Saturday in this story, I was working on a YouTube video because I post Sundays. However, it was my Snapchat hacking video. It's up now. Go watch if you would like, if you so please. I ran into every single technical difficulty under the sun, okay? Half the footage I recorded got deleted. Snapchat banned my Wi-Fi. So that was a little bit of a problem considering the whole video consists of me going on Snapchat. I couldn't even get into my own Snapchat. And I guess that's what happens when you log into like 30 different accounts in the span of an hour. So that threw a real monkey wrench in things. I ended up having to like put together like this whole VPN system so that I could like trick the Snapchat things. And then it still didn't work. Cause like what basically when you like log into Snapchat, if it's like you and they know it's you, like it's from your home Wi-Fi address, they don't like put you any through monkey hoops. However, if say you live in Arkansas and then all of a sudden 2 seconds later you log in Los Angeles, where I am, Snapchat's gonna be a little suspicious. So I know y'all have probably seen like when you like log in, sometimes it'll be like we're sending a text message to you through the airwaves. Please type in the code. That started happening, and I was like, oh, see, that's a problem. So, by the way, I'm getting all these Snapchats because I just asked on my story and people send me their usernames and passwords. But anyways, I was like, oh, well, can't exactly do these text message verifications because I don't have people's phones. So I would have to try like 50 accounts until there would be one Snapchat account where they didn't have their email entered and they didn't have a text like or a phone number entered. So they like there's no way to verify it. So PSA, if you want to get your Snapchat account hacked, don't verify your Snapchat or email. But if you do want to keep all your stuff secure, have one of those because then people can't get in. So basically 1 in 50 would have that where they weren't like their phone numbers and their emails weren't like linked to their Snapchat so I could like find my way in. It just lets you in. It's so weird. But anyways, I ran into all these technical difficulties, and all of a sudden, it is midnight. It's technically Sunday at that point, because midnight is Sunday, and I have filmed half of my video and edited none of it, and it has to be uploaded in, well, it doesn't have to be, no one's got a gun to my head, but like, I would like for it to be uploaded in 12 hours. But here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing. Here's the absolutely hilarious thing. That Sunday wasn't just an average, regular Sunday. I had to get ready because I was going on a trip to New Mexico. So, you know what? I was like, okay, you know what? I'll just like really cram it all Sunday and I will get it done. I wake up the next morning. What did I do? Played this stupid little cat game on my phone. I don't know if any of y'all have the app Cats and Soap. It is taking over my life because it's fun. And it's fun to see cats and play with them. So it got to like noon when I like to post. It's like a good time to post. It's when people are like on their little phonesies or whatever. Or free. Have free time. And I'm like, there's no way. I had like 2 minutes edited. I'm like, it's not happening. So I post my story, and I hate doing this because I hate admitting defeat. especially when it's against myself. But I was like, hey, mamas, new video Monday. And obviously, y'all are always so chill and always are like, Ben, if you need to take a break, take a break. And you guys are always so understanding. And I love y'all for that endlessly. Mucho, mucho te amo, as they say in Espanol. But what did I do with this now extra 24 hours I had granted myself? Procrastinated. So I realistically could have gotten that video done at 3 p.m. that day, gotten all my work done at 3 p.m., but did I? No. So Friday night, slept 2 hours. I forgot to mention how much I slept Saturday night. Saturday night, slept 2 hours as well because I was up editing, but also procrastinating. And then I woke up early to the sun at 6 a.m. So it was another 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. little scenario. So it's now Sunday night. We're already late on the video. And I have a flight at 7 a.m. at LAX, which is far from here. I had to leave the house at 5 a.m., so I had to wake up at 4:30. So that whole day and night, I was editing and filming. Y'all want to know what time I went to bed at? 3 a.m. I wish it was p.m. 3 a.m. So let me recap it for you. 2 hours of sleep Friday night, 2 hours of sleep Saturday night, 1.5 hours of sleep Sunday night. You are going through it when you go to sleep and you wake up and your phone isn't even fully charged. I like woke up, it was at 87%. I was like, so you're probably wondering why I went to New Mexico. This is coming out Wednesday, so the secret's not out yet. It's literally not a secret. It's not like one of those moments where YouTubers are like, I was working with this brand and it's super top. I don't know if I can say it. No, this was literally just all me. So, like, I could say it, but I'm not going to because I want it to be a fun little surprise. But I was in New Mexico, and where I went involved a 3-hour car drive that I drove. I rented a car and drove 3 hours into the desert on 6 hours of sleep in the last 72 hours. So, I'm now coming back from that. Monday night, I did sleep. Round of applause for me, everybody. I slept 6 hours. And then tonight, oh, mama, I'm going to have the best sleep of my life. Let me tell you about it. But as I was driving on the desert highway, 2 hours in the middle of nowhere, I was like, wow, this is really hitting me. I had to play like Skrillex to stay awake. You know what's bad when you have to blast Skrillex, like literal dubstep is what kept me alive. Which, oh, by the way, I never had any caffeine the whole time I did that. So look at me go. Would have downed 4 Red Bulls if this was me a year ago. But character, oh, I just look past the camera and see the entire crate of Red Bulls sitting there. Oh, I want to tear them up. Y'all, Red Bull sent me a bunch of Red Bull. Which is crazy. Never thought that would happen. But then again, I've done so much free promo for them. Every single one of my videos in like 2020 would start with me literally shotgunning a Red Bull. So anyways. So this whole experience made me kind of reflect on like how quickly you can fall apart when you don't have sleep. And I'm going to tell you from firsthand experience how I'm feeling and how I was feeling. And we'll get into that right after this quick break. Hello. Just went off camera to really disgustingly snort my nose. Cause not like snort anything in it. Like just like, you know, like, well, I just did that in the microphone. So that kind of defeats the purpose of me literally pausing to go do that. Anyways, I did that because I think I'm sick. Not like COVID. It's like the type of sick when you're like fully run down. Like your body's like, pack it up. We're done. We are done. What did you think you were doing with 6 hours of sleep in 72 hours? You thought you were going to continue? No. So, yeah, my nose is really runny and my throat is sore. And it's just really fun combination that I brought on myself. But no, it really is crazy. This was, I think, the craziest part about, like, not sleeping is how fast your brain goes. I don't mean, like, how, like, fast you think. Like, how fast it deteriorates. That's what I meant to say. Like, it got to the point where I was hearing voices. I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but maybe that's for something else. I don't know. But also, it has to do with, like, where I was, which I can't say, but it was very much a anxiety-inducing place to be in. So that probably had something to do with it. But I was falling asleep on the final night about to get, and I fully heard voices that were not there. And they weren't there because I was 100 feet underground. So there's no voices to be heard. So unless demons are real, definitely my brain started playing little podcasts, little fun podcasts in my mind. That's one thing that I notice when I don't sleep, which is super cool. Now, the thing is, I've done this in the past. Like, I've had, like, weekends where it's, like, full all-nighters, like, barely sleeping. And I feel like if you do, like, actual all-nighters where you do not sleep at all, that is the quickest way to fall apart. Like, if I did two nights in a row of full all-nighters, that would not be pretty. That would not be pretty, let me tell you. But I had something like this. I've had, like, weekends like this before. I think two come to mind. The first time was when I graduated high school. First, there was, like, this night where we had Safe grad is what it was called, which to this day, I don't understand how this exists. And this isn't at every high school. This might have just been mine, but the parents would put on a party for, the day that everyone graduates. And they pick you up from, like, the school and bus you all to, like, this literal farm. I don't know if it's always a farm, but in this case, it was a farm with, like, a barn. And there's, like, a DJ and unlimited alcoholic drinks. Now, mind you, the drinking age where I grew up in Alberta, Canada, is 18. And most people were 18. I wasn't. Because my mom had me early or late. I don't know which it is. But there's a lot of underage people. And you're just allowed to drink, and it's, like, advertised, and I don't understand how that's legal. Now, what they say is, like, it saves people from, like, going and partying and, like, drunk driving, which makes sense. Like, that's really smart, actually. Like, if you could just change laws, I would, like, make that a law that you can, like, do that. But at the same time, like, it's fully, like, school-sponsored underage drinking, which is crazy that that exists. I went to a Catholic school, and they're like, get on this bus, we got 60... Corona Rita's waiting for you, mama. But anyways, that weekend, that night, didn't sleep at all, full all-nighter, mixed in alcohol to the mix, which is also kind of crazy. The next night, a different party, full all-nighter, and then the final night of the weekend, I think it was Sunday night, literally, I think I slept 2 hours. And I was disassociating after that, let me tell you. I remember, like, just staring in the mirror for, like, 2 hours, and I didn't recognize my face. I was like, that is a zombie. That is a literal zombie that is staring back at me in the mirror. And then another time, like, can I speak English? What did that even mean? Another time that this happened was similar to this instance that happened this weekend. And this was, like, I think 2020, when I had just kind of started posting YouTube and TikToks. It was, like, right after the lockdown started, and then I started just being a menace online and posting so freaking much. I actually still to this day don't understand how I was posting a TikTok every single day and a YouTube video every single week. That's, I was doing that. That was a whole lot of Red Bull. But, no, I would be in my mom's basement, and there'd be, like, no light, so I could just, like, completely lose track of, like, time and space, and fully just make videos the entire, like literally for a 48 hour period, I think I just made content the whole time and stopped for meals maybe twice and did not shower. I was literally stinky. So, and I just made that sound like so grim, like I'm literally in a sweatshop of my own doing. But no, like I actually full, like I still enjoy making content, but like it was like so fun. It was like I was like hunkered down, just like freaking grinding, just on the freaking grind. Could I do that now? Could I post 7 TikToks in a week and 1 YouTube video?
I don't think so.
But that time wasn't as bad, despite me sleeping less, because I didn't have to get on a 2-hour flight followed by a 3-hour car drive followed by me film. Well, I guess I was filming, but that was just my basement. So if I could just like crash, I that was an option. But when I'm driving, crashing literally and figuratively is not an option. So, but now I'm back. Oh, the sleep I'm going to have tonight. Oh my God, I'm so excited. The thing is though, the crazy thing is the Monday night when it was finally time that I could just like sleep as long as I wanted, I couldn't fall asleep. And this is a very real thing. You can be so overtired that you're not tired, and it is actually the most frustrating thing. I was like, there's no way I'm running off of 6 hours of sleep in the span of 3 days. And now my body decides to not make me want to sleep. I was like nearly about to pass out at the wheel. I wasn't. I was fully awake. But like, it's like now is when the tiredness doesn't hit. Great. Amazing. So I watched like a YouTube video on how the city of Dubai is stupid. Not the people of the city. It was like how it's stupid that they built it there. And it's like literally the most unsustainable city ever. And they are literally using slaves for most of the things there. And that's what I fell asleep to. Happy dreams. Anyways. Ew, sorry. I just like did the lip smack thing. Like, but it was so loud in the microphone. I'm so sorry y'all had to hear that. That is so gross. I lost my train of thought. I'm still like not fully with it. Like, I'm still not fully brain activated. I feel like there's maybe like I'm running the brain capacity of like an iPod Nano right now. So but usually the thing is about me, and one of the things I'm very grateful for, is I can just fall asleep. Like, I lay in bed, close eyes, good night. And that's how life is for me. And I'm very grateful. I know a lot of people have a lot of struggles sleeping. And I'm also a deep sleeper. So like there was like ew, I'm gonna say this and it's gonna sound like so Emily that lives in a gated community. I don't, by the way. But anyways, I slept through like literally a shootout outside the house one night, and I like woke up and my roommate was like, yeah, there was like a full-on shootout. And I checked the Citizen app and it was like, people got shot. Slept through it. Literally right outside my window. Which is concerning. I feel like I should be able to wake up for instances like gun violence. But maybe not. Maybe my brain. So that makes me want to get a security system. But anyways, that's besides the point. I'm really just announcing the like weaknesses in my house home security. That's great. Anyways, oh, there comes the nose making a reappearance. Sorry, I'm like fidgeting with my Crocs right now. You know, like the little sport band is so fun to play with. And I keep sticking my holes in the gibbet holes. I mean, I keep sticking my finger in the gibbet holes, sticking my holes in the holes. Then shut the hell up. So yeah, I can very much feel my sanity. It feels like a piece of like what's that? Like a cracker, like a Cheez-It cracker, but like at the bottom of the package. Like, yeah. It is true. Oh, I got into country music, by the way, when I was in New Mexico. I don't know how that happened. I really don't understand how that happened. But I've been listening to a lot of country music. Which, I mean, like, I feel like it's kind of in my blood. Like, I was born in Alberta, which is basically Texas of Canada. We have, like, one of the biggest, like, rodeos in the world. So it's like not that hard to believe, but also very hard to believe because that's just not me. That just ain't me. But I like it. I've been sleeping on country music. I mean, mind you, there is a lot of like dumb, like mind-numbing country music, but I found some good stuff. I really like Kacey Musgraves, Orville Peck. Who am I missing? I'm missing a few people. Oh my gosh, my voice is so raspy too. Is that like another sickness symptom I'm getting? I'm going to get a COVID test. Calm down, everyone. I'm not a freaking super spreader. I'm vaccinated. No, but I sound so raspy. I should like get sick more. I should regularly do a 3-day no sleep binge and then get violently sick and then just have this raspy voice for the podcast. And that'll be my life. See, like I literally am trying to sound like a country singer now. But please get sleep. I feel like it, I was also thinking about how crazy it is that we need that. Like, really, what does that do? It would be, imagine what humanity could do if we just never had to sleep. Oh my God, we would literally have the iPhone 47 by now. We would have freaking Neuralink. We would have flying cars. Like, if every human could just do 50% more, oh my God, we'd have so much done. Someone should make like a, well, I was going to say someone should make like a drug or something where you can just not sleep. I'm literally looking at it. That's called Red Bull. It's called caffeine. And yes, it makes you not sleep, but it also makes you not all there, not all mentally there. So, yeah, I feel like it's so crazy that we have to sleep. Like, I guess not all animals have to sleep, though. I feel like there's some that are just out there, like, fully walking around 24-7. Like, do fish sleep? You're telling me fish are just, like, existing? Y'all heard that screaming outside? Oh, my gosh. We're about to have a shootout round two. That sounded like very spirited anger. Anyways. But I'm alive. And mamas, I'm about to have the best sleep of my life. Let me tell you, it's going to be so good. It's going to be a delicious, decadent sleep. But I hope you all get lots of sleep. One thing that I do that really helps me sleep well is not have my phone, like, within reach of my bed. That can, like, really, like, screw you up. Like, any anxiety you have or something, like, oh, I need to check my grade or I need to check my email. Like, if it's within arm's reach, you're going to do it. Like, that's just how our brains are. It's too irresistible. The algorithms are literally running our lives. But we know that. So I, like, plug my phone in, like, across my room. Like, so it's, like, super far away. I don't know why I said super far. My room is not big. It's like, super far away. I have to, like, walk all the way across my mansion. No. But making your phone, honestly, like, my goal of this year is just make my phone, like, as inaccessible as possible and, like, as unpleasant to use. Like, I want to get a really uncomfortable phone case. I want to change the language of my phone to, like, Korean so I just don't know what anything says. And I should, like, dip it in, like, dog poo-poo so it smells. That's a little bit extreme. But I do need some separation from it. Maybe dog poo-poo isn't the way. Anyways, I'm going to go get my sleep. I hope you all have been sleeping well. I care about you, and I love you. I'll see you guys next Wednesday. Shit. I'm going to tell you something, but we'll wait off on it. And new video this Sunday, if you want to see what I went to New Mexico for. Really crazy. I'm super excited for y'all to see it. It's not like any video I've ever done before. So, I love you all so much. Take care. Better of the week, it's Joe!